Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, the Lord woke me up this morning about 3 o'clock, as He usually does. I wish He'd call first, but anyway. Hallelujah. He said, I want to teach you the power of love. He says, you flow in all kinds of things, but you don't realize that wherever you're flowing, it comes out of my love. And if you don't understand that, then you'll be limited where you're flowing. Because God wants to manifest a power through us, a love through us into people's lives. And the more He can shove that through us, the more people get set free. Amen? So, for some reason, I haven't preached on this for 35 years. You know why? I didn't have the light and revelation of it. See, I'm learning every day. It seems like God teaches me more at 3 o'clock in the morning than any other time. I don't know what understand that that's all about, but anyway. God knows me better than I know myself, amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, you know, we know about the believer's authority, and we know about the measure of faith in Romans 12, and we know about speaking to the mountain, and we've heard about the gifts, and we've heard about His grace and everything else and righteousness. All of that, and I didn't mention even just a little, comes out of His love. And if I don't understand that, then I'm attaching it just to that mountain or speaking to that mountain or that authority, and the Holy Spirit wants you to realize where it's coming from. Because the more you realize, the more light and revelation you get of it, the more you impart into people's lives. Hallelujah. You know, there was a congressman by the name of Upshaw, and at 18 years old, he was riding on a wagon, and he fell off the wagon into where the tongue is, and he busted his spine, and he was paralyzed for 60 years. And Brannon, of all the people, flowed in a tremendous power of love of God. And so he saw this congressman. He told a friend of the congressman, I saw him healed a week ago. So the friend kept encouraging him to come to Brannon's services. So Brannon was done preaching one night, still under the anointing, and he was sitting near the wheelchair, and his wife was sitting next to him. And he stepped off the platform, and he said, I just saw you get out of that chair. That guy jumped right out of the chair. And he started running towards his wife. You see, Brannon had this, and Kuhlman had it too, this wonderful love that God, you see, that's what healed that. That's what caused that miracle, God's love. Now, you can say faith and everything else, and faith was involved, but truly it was God's love. And a lot of us don't take enough time to learn about God's love, the power of God's love. That's why when Jesus came through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you see, He done what He said what the Father said and done what He saw the Father do. It was all love. And so the cross, ba-boom, is all love. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Say, I release my faith, and I receive the revelation of your love, Lord Jesus. I receive righteousness, grace, mercy, compassion, long-suffering, gifts of the Spirit, your knowledge, your wisdom, all of it comes out of your love, Father God, through Jesus Christ. So we thank you tonight that your love will fill us and fill this place. And we'll have a whole new sighting of God's love in our lives. And it shall grow and penetrate sickness and disease, causing it to flee. And we thank you, we praise you, Jesus. We will continue to give you the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. You know, it means goodness. It means righteousness, power, loyalty. God's love, virtue. It means all of that. And I don't know why I just didn't concentrate on that, because you have to have the Holy Spirit to concentrate on anything from God. Right? Or else your little pea brain picks everything apart and puts it all together in a little puzzle that your pea brain can understand, and then you expect it to work, not realizing it comes from God's love. Oh, I know how that works. Oh, I know about that. If you knew about it, you'd be walking in it, and you'd be blessing other people and blessing the Lord Jesus Christ. We all have to stand before God and stop telling him how much we know. Oh, I'm going to be another Catherine Kuhlman. You ain't going to be nothing. You're going to clean toilets. See? Hallelujah. Amen? And until God wakes you up, or God shows you the power of his love, you'll attach it to many different things. Because you'll want to speak to the mountain, that's scripture. You'll want to walk in the authority of a believer, and that's scripture. And you want to speak in the name of Jesus, and that's scripture. And you want to flow in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and that's scripture. But all of it comes out of God's love. And the more you have an understanding of that love, the greater the faith, or speaking to the mountain, or power as a believer, will flow. Because you'll realize where it's coming from. It takes a while for God to soak us with his love, for us to experience things. I ran into somebody, me and my wife did, we was on an assignment from God. And I ran into somebody who, I ain't going to get into details anyway, I came out of the parking lot with my wife and I was walking towards his place and I went just like that and I pointed and there was an individual standing over there. That person started crying. I mean crying. And we walked over there and I gave her a big hug and Betty gave her a big hug and she was bawling and she was trying to get napkins out of this, because you know the stuff that runs out of your nose. And the napkins were going all over the ground and the husband come walking up and said, "My God." Now, we hadn't seen him for I don't know how long and so on and so forth. But she was crying. You see, I said, "God, if you're going to teach me this, I want to flow in it." When I pointed at her, she went, started crying right away. She sensed the virtue in God's love. And we didn't see her as the old person. We saw her as a new person. Ain't that powerful? And we went in this store and we walked around like we was goofy. And I said, "What are we doing here?" And Betty said, "Well, we've already completed the assignment. Let's go home." I said, "All right." That's right. See, sometimes you need to pay attention to your wife. Happy wife, happy home. Proverbs 3:3. We're just going to go through some scriptures and let God's love flow. Amen? I'm trying to find it here. Praise God. Proverbs 3:3. "Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God." Don't you want high esteem in the presence of God? Don't you want him filling this place? Don't you want him penetrating us with his love? You know, we charismatic people don't stop to smell the roses. We don't stop to learn about love. We're just going on with miracles and signs and wonders. You know, we do that, don't we? Amen. We just think we're so good. We're so spiritual. We're so anointed. Well, it says, as a man thinketh, so is he. As a man thinketh, so is he. In Proverbs 23:7. As a man thinketh, so is he. So if I think I'm this great spiritual thunder, if I think I'm walking by faith, if I think I'm pulling down mountains and the mountains don't come down, if I think I'm yanking people out of wheelchairs and they still sit there and look at me, if I think I'm opening blind eyes and it ain't happening, you know what it is? We haven't learned about his love. It's all God's love flowing through us. Whatever you call it, if you call it righteousness, call it grace, call it mercy, whatever you call it, it's God's love. And if I don't recognize where it's coming from, then I shut the love off, and when I go to pray for somebody, all I'm imparting to that person, and I'm limiting God's love going into that individual. Brandon was full of God's love so much that he would have visions about people and so on and so forth, and he would just speak out. See, God could trust him with that. He was a very humble person. We know all kinds of stories about him and so on and so forth, but I'm telling you, the man was a man of God. And when he said to that guy, I saw you yesterday, I saw you getting out of that chair, and the guy jumped right out of it. It's just like when Jesus said, pick up your bed and walk. And the guy picked up his bed and walked. He didn't say, I can't do that. I ain't doing that. It was God's love penetrating. Nothing, no disease, no sickness can stand in the presence of God's love. So you and I ought to desire to be in God's love all the time and to learn more of it. Just because you're going to hear a half an hour message tonight. See, I think sometimes we put stuff on the shelf. And we just leave it there, and we go on with different things in God. And love stays on the shelf. Because it just seems so, you know, people don't want to hear about love. Well, if you was all beat up and had a marriage problem, and you had no jingle in your pocket, you want to hear about God's love. Amen? So when Brandon said, I saw you yesterday, he told his friend that, and he stepped off the pulpit, and he was still under God's anointing, God's love. The guy jumped right out of the chair, 60 years in the chair. Amen. 60 years. See, we don't see that stuff going on. You know why? We're going after everything else but his love. We want the Holy Ghost to flow through us, but it's not God's love. We're picking and choosing. We're going underneath the Christmas tree. Say, oh, that's a big package. I'll get that one. That's a big package there. And when you open it up, you find there ain't nothing in it but air. Amen? 60 years. See, I really think this is what God's bringing this to our attention tonight is because God's revival is going to run through love. In other words, you're not going to be preaching and saying, that clown's back again. I ain't praying for him. He stinks. You know what he said about me? It was good what he said. Even if it was a dagger. It gets you to learn love. Just like that person, when I pointed at her, she started crying. I saw the power of God touch her. I saw God's love touch her. And I said, God, what's this all about? That's where revival is going to come from. If the church would find out what God's love is about. Holy Spirit, I'm releasing my faith and I'm receiving God's love. You know what the devil's doing today? He's blinding people. In other words, if I need a financial miracle, that ain't never going to work. I need so much money, that ain't never going to work. You got to get above. Because you are in Christ in the heavenly places, and you're blessed with every spiritual blessing, you got to get above what the devil's showing you. And God's love will bring you there. Because God wants you to get what he said you could have, which is every promise in Christ Jesus. So the devil's always drawing a picture and convinces us. See, listen, you've been messing with this for years. You ain't ever going to get nothing. You ain't never going to get a house or it paid off. You ain't never going to, you see, and all of a sudden we're convinced. See, we got to get above the devil, above the principalities and powers. You know why? That's where we are in Christ. Amen? We're in the heavenly places. See, God wants you and I to understand that we are a spirit. We live in this tent, but God is excited about our spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. And so if you let the Holy Spirit teach your spirit and your spirit knows you, it'll teach you all kinds of things about God's love. All of a sudden that in the morning, at that 1 or 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm so excited about his love. I never was excited about his love. See, it was time. And God says, I want you to tell the people that anything that's going to happen in their marriage, in their lives, in the church, in revival, it's going to flow through love. And if they don't understand that love, I haven't told them to try to figure it out. I've given them my Holy Spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Turn to Mark 27:34. Mark 27:34. Mark. Ooh. There ain't no 24? Did I say 27? Why are you paying attention to me? What did I say anyway? I can't find it anywhere. Huh? Oh, well. It talks about the lady touched his garment. Where is that at? You know that's at, Mark? You don't know where it's at? Does anybody know where it's at? Well, you see, I ain't that dumb after all. Huh? Yeah, it's there somewhere, isn't it? Everybody looking it up? Are you looking it up, Randall?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mark 5:25? Mark 5. Ooh. You ain't in a hurry, are you?
No.
I didn't think so. Oh. Okay, I want to start at, praise you, Jesus. Start with 28. No, start with 27. That's where I got 27 from. I knew there was 27 in there somewhere. Mark 5, starting with verse 27. And when she heard about Jesus, see, that guy followed Brandon's ministry for a long, long time because Jesus was in his ministry. 60 years paralyzed from the waist down. Jesus came behind him in the crowd and touched him. Wait a minute now. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. Amen? You know why? There was great love and virtue flowing out of him. So you didn't have to quote 50,000 scriptures and turn around three times and spit. All you got to realize and receive is that virtue of God, that wonderful power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 28. For she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I will be made well. The only time we're going to touch God is through his love. His love is what we need. His love is what we need to understand. Amen? And immediately the fountain of her blood, see, these miracles happen through God's love, God's virtue, God's power. These miracles happen. They'll still happen today. If we don't get on some highway and try to, the believer's faith and everything else, or authority, and we get on that, and we shut down God's love. That's all God. That's all scriptural. But if you don't get a hold of it, comes through God's love. Everything you're doing, everything I'm doing, is coming through God's love. Amen? Amen? Immediately, the fountain of her blood, in verse 29, dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. See, God wants you to know that Jesus is here. Where two are gathered in my name, there he is. God wants you to know that you can receive his love tonight. Amen? And Jesus immediately, knowing in himself, verse 30, that the power had gone out of him, turned around, the power had gone out of him, right? Turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched me?" He felt the power go out of him. You and I, when we start praying in his love and the love of God is flowing through us, you're going to feel the power go through you. You may be limited to a little bit right now, but it's going to grow much bigger. That's what God's saying, because he's preparing us for revival. He's preparing us, and we're not going to have revival unless we understand his love and flow in his love. Can't do it ourselves. The Holy Spirit is in us to help us. Amen? Hallelujah. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" But his disciples said to him, "You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see her who had done the thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, know that what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well." You notice he didn't draw attention. He didn't say, "My love has made you well." Your faith, but your faith is hooked up with my love. It's my love that actually flowed. When you showed faith towards me, my love came out of me. My power came out of me. Because Jesus was always the type never drawing attention to himself. And so he said, "Your faith has made you well." But really, it's the love of Jesus that came out of him, the power of Jesus, the virtue of Jesus that came out of him. And when she moved towards, knowing Jesus was there, and when she moved towards Jesus, you see, that drew the virtue and the power and the love of God out of Jesus. Are you listening? Ain't that wonderful? So anytime we move towards Jesus, we may get some love or get touched and everything else, but it's really not what we're doing. It's God's love responding to us because we're moving towards Jesus by faith. Amen? Now, the gift of faith wasn't around then, but she just trusted in this Jesus that she knew was going to come, you see. So it wasn't the kind of faith we're talking about. But the love of God touched her, and he never said, but eventually the cross explains the whole thing and so on and so forth. I really think that God, when he woke me up, I had to get a hold of this. Every time God speaks to me, I have to get a hold of it. He says, "As a man thinketh, so is he." As a man, if I think hatred and unforgiveness, if I think lack of funds, whatever I think, you'll become that. And the devil is really after you to keep thinking those things. We got to get above the devil, because you know why? We are above the devil in Christ. Amen? We are above principalities in Christ. So whatever looks, the enemy's got you looking like it ain't ever going to work, or if it's in the area of money, it's too much money, I'll never get that kind of money. You got to get above that. Because God's love will provide. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You remember in 2 Kings 13:21, Elisha's bones were still anointed when he was in the grave. See, once that love and that anointing comes into our lives, God don't take it away. We just got to learn to grow in more of God's love. More of God's love. Understand God's love. Understand whatever you're talking about. If it's a promise, if it's a healing, whatever it is, it came out of God's love. He loved us so much that he, and there's many, many, many promises in Christ, and he said every one of them is yes. Think about it. And so people come out of wheelchairs because God can release all kinds of love through Brannon into that man in that wheelchair. Are you listening? And if I'm not open to his love and learn about his love, I can only impart so much. Are you listening? But the more I learn about his love, the more he can impart into me, the more that love will create miracles. Can you see that? Everything, whether it's tongues, whatever, comes out of God's love. That's why the enemy can't touch it. He'll try to lie to you and say he can, but he can't touch it. Because he's nothing but a liar. Amen? Hallelujah. Luke 6:19. Is there a Luke 6:19? Oh, there's one. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for power went out from him and healed them all. This virtue, this power, is referring to God's love. If we can get ourselves set up, you see, that God's love will flow through us, you're going to see a revival, you're going to see miracles, you're going to see whatever you speak, blind, wheelchairs, finances, it's all going to come in. If you're speaking it from your mind, it ain't going to work. But if you speak it by God's love, and that means that you and I have got to learn, how do I speak it by God's love? You got to completely give up yourself, put on the new man, and you completely belong to God. Then God's got to teach you what this love is. All his gifts, the word of knowledge and wisdom and faith and healings and miracles and tongues, interpretation tongues, the prophecy and the discerning of spirits, all came through God's love. We can call it grace, but came through God's love. And when once I recognize that I'm flowing in a gift, I'm flowing in his love. Isn't that powerful? And I'm able to help people, whether it be word of knowledge or wisdom, you see, because I'm flowing in his love and people receive it. Now, because it don't happen yesterday, there's a lot of people who get bent out of shape with me. But you see, it doesn't bother me no more. You know why? Jesus says many, many, many things in Scripture. And so I'll say to that person, is any of those promises working? No. Well, how are you going to get my word of knowledge, wisdom work? Because it works through love. What do I want this word of knowledge and wisdom for? Why do I want this? Why do I want a lot of money? And God wants to bless us. And you heard me preach Sunday. I don't know if some of you are here. Ecclesiastes, riches and wealth is a blessing from God. In Ecclesiastes. And he says money is the answer to everything. Why? Because with Jesus, money is least. And if we can learn how to handle money, you see, we'll get the true riches. If we can't, we won't get the true riches. That's why Jesus called it the least. Riches and wealth are a blessing from the Lord. Well, we don't see many riches and wealth in people's lives. You know why? We want it for other reasons. We want money for other reasons. Hallelujah. 2 Peter 1, 3 to 5. Is there a 2 Peter? I guess there is, yeah. His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. This power is that virtue. That's his love. Through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. Okay? By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises. Great promises, precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature. Partake of his love. Partake of the divine nature. And that nature will be released into people through the power of the Holy Spirit. Precious promises that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, of the nature of Christ, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence and add to your faith. See, we say faith is everything, and it is. It pleases God. But God says here, I want you to add to your faith virtue, which is goodness and love, to virtue, knowledge. So if you've got faith and you're not working by the Holy Spirit to add to that, are you listening? Everybody talks about faith, But he says add to it. You know why? Virtue is power. Virtue is goodness. Virtue is righteousness. Virtue is love. So if I just got this thing going in my life about faith, and God says add to it, then I got some studying and some work to do, don't I? Don't you? Amen? It comes to this love of God. Because the faith can only get so much done, but the love of God has got it all done. See, what am I willing to give up? See, am I willing to give up those little things that are in me that causes me to have bitterness and anger and unforgiveness? Do I want money because I want to get on with my life? You can't fool God. You can fool me, but you can't fool God. When he said money is the answer in Ecclesiastes to everything, meaning it's the least of things, money is, and if you don't take care of the least, you won't get the true spiritual blessings. So if you want money for any other reason, God said, I want you to be steward, good steward over it. I want you to love me so much, saith the Lord, that money won't be your God. And I want to give you loads of it. He said wealth and riches in Ecclesiastes is a blessing from God. You know why? God loves us. But as human beings, we want it for many other reasons. I got to get a guitar. I got to get a team to go with me on the road. I need money to get a big bus. Maybe I'm telling you, maybe I'm prophesying something. Are you listening? Praise God. So, God said, I want you to add to it. But also, for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, power, goodness. To virtue, knowledge. The knowledge of his love. You got to add to it. Many people walk around and get a lot done by faith, but you never see people coming out of the wheelchairs and blind eyes because they haven't been adding to it. It takes God's love, an increase of God's love. Whatever I can impart from God's love in me, that's all it's going to get done. So if I'm willing to give up myself, turn everything over to Jesus, my money, my home, everything I must become a good steward over because I'm desiring his love. There's people in here griping. You can't walk around griping and complaining. That's not God's love. That's your flesh rising up. Well, how come this don't happen? Well, why don't you talk to God? See, everybody wants someone to give them an answer. Well, I go over and see Pastor Mayer. He tell me. Yeah, right. Maybe there's some things I don't know. Not maybe. I know there is. See, I'm going to go into a place in God's love that I'm going to see in the supernatural realm. I'm telling God, you can't give it to Brandon and hold it from me. Did you love him more? No, 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 no. Then how did he get unstuck and get into your love to be able to say stuff like that? He lost wives. He didn't complain. You notice that? See, you and I really have an experience. We have by being born again. That's God's love, you see. But we ain't got the fullness of it. Any fullness that you can impart into people's lives, they'll come out of wheelchairs, blind eyes will be open. Jesus demonstrated that in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It wasn't that lady's faith. It was the power coming out of, the virtue coming out of Jesus. And he was so kind and so loving, he said to her, your faith has made you well. Because your faith has drawn you to my love. Amen? Praise God. Well, let me see. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. See, I really think power flowing out of us, or faith, must reach a certain intensity for the powerful gifts of the Holy Spirit. We don't spend a lot of time encouraging people. Amen? Well, praise God. Where did you have to? Where'd you go?
My alarm was going off.
Whose alarm?
The alarm on the car was going off.
On yours?
Uh-huh.
Shoot it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. I'm telling you, saints, this may be a very short, simple message. Oh, I know. No, you don't. So we all say that. Oh, I know about that. I know that. I have people come in my office and talk to me for 2 hours. Oh, I know all about that. I know that. I got a little baseball bat in my drawer. I want to bonk them on the head with it. Wake them up in the spirit realm. They don't know it. You're not going to know anything unless God teaches you. Amen? You're not going to know God's love unless God teaches you. Hallelujah. Is Jeff out there? Alan? He's not? Was you in the bathroom? You didn't see Jeff out there? Hey, Jeff! Huh? Where'd he go? Watch this. Watch Jeff. Hey, Jeff! Is his car out there? Oh, yeah. He must have been hungry and went to the restaurant or something. I don't know. Huh? Yeah, something. Huh? No, I want him to play a thing. You didn't see a helicopter or something come down, did you? Maybe the rapture came. We're all left. Yay! He went what? There was? Did they turn it down? Good job. Did you hear me yell? Huh? Did you hear me yell? You didn't? My God. It's awful quiet out there, and I made it really mad. I said, hey, Jeff! I thought the rapture came or something. I didn't hear anything coming. Did you hear anything coming through there? Did you, Betty? Huh? Pound on the wall. See if they like it. Well, say there's a welcome waiting at home. Uh-huh. Yeah. What do you want to hear?
Ten in the orange.
Ten in the orange. That's what Ron said. Ron speaks, pay attention. Ain't that right? Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed Jesus.
Yeah. Praise, we praise, praise, praise. Praise to the one who sent us his son. Praise, 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 blessed be your name. God of Jacob, Shepherd of Israel, holy unto your name. Holy unto your name. You're the beginning and the end. You're the everlasting Father. You're the God, God of all glory. You're my healer and the King of kings, my deliverer and my friend. You're the sweet rose of Sharon. You're all love. You're all power, you're merciful, and you're mighty. You're the Redeemer of all mankind. You're the Lion of Judah. You're the ruler of this whole universe. You're the Most High Messiah. You're the soon coming King.
God, hallelujah. Well, I'm going to see if I can impart and stir up some love in everybody tonight. So whoever wants prayer for that, come up here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we invite your love. We just ask your love touch and grow in these people and myself, Lord, because we know that's where revival is going to come from. So we turn everything over to you tonight, Lord. We know that you give riches and wealth, Lord, and we know that you're a blessing in all kinds of areas, but we know it all flows out of your love. So whatever these people need tonight, Lord, I expect healings in backs and shoulders and necks and all kinds of places just because of your love, Lord. Not because of me, not because of preaching a message, but because you're here, Lord. She heard that you were there, Lord, and she came and power came out of you, Lord Jesus. And she touched you. We're touching you tonight, Lord, with our faith that the Holy Spirit power, the love of you, Lord Jesus Christ, the virtue, will flow through me or flow into these people. In Jesus' holy name, we love you and we praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Healing power, Lord Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, I touch him, Lord Jesus, with your love, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Who? Praise you, Jesus. Who? Who? Praise you, Jesus. Oh, I touch her, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, your love, Jesus. Nothing can withstand your love, Jesus. You cannot withhold healing from her. It's your love, Lord Jesus. It's your love, Lord Jesus. It's not us. It's not. It's your love, Lord Jesus. Flowing all through her body, Lord. Touching every body part in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, praise you, Jesus. Your love, Lord Jesus. Your love. Yes, Lord Jesus. Your wonderful love, Lord Jesus. Your wonderful love, Lord Jesus. Rise up in them, Holy Spirit, bringing the love of the Father, the powerful love that comes through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God. Give them dreams. Give them visions. Encourage them, Lord. Let their bodies, Lord, be soaked in your love tonight, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let them wake tomorrow, Lord, with everything left them. Everything's gone tomorrow morning. I speak it in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name, I thank you for your love, Jesus. Oh. Oh, hallelujah. I thank you for your love, Jesus. I thank you for your love touching this lady of God, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Your wonderful love, Lord. Let everybody get a revelation of your love, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your love, Lord Jesus. Your love, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Your love, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Your love, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Your love, Lord Jesus. Your love, Lord Jesus. Your love, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We call upon your love, Jesus. Just your love, Lord Jesus, filling all of us, Lord. Let them all feel, know that they're loved by you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Your love, Lord Jesus. Your love, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, your love, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. We heard you was going to be here tonight, Jesus, and by faith we're touching, and your love is flowing into her, Lord. Your wonderful love. Hallelujah. Your wonderful love, Lord Jesus. Your wonderful love, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
wonderful love, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, your wonderful love, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Your wonderful love, Lord Jesus. Your wonderful love, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your wonderful love, Lord Jesus. Your wonderful love, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Your wonderful love, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Your wonderful love, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Your wonderful love, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Father God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Your wonderful love, Jesus. Your wonderful love, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Your wonderful love, Lord. In Jesus' name. I speak under the love of Jesus and the authority of his name, commanding every demon to loose her right now, Satan. Every principality and power, loose her. I bind all depression in her life right now in Jesus' name. Every worry is gone now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for the resurrection power, for your love, Lord, that causes all of us, Lord, to come into your freedom and be freed, spirit, soul, and body. And that's what I speak into my sister, Lord, spirit, soul, and body, free, Lord. The devil will not throw no more darts. She won't give no more place to the devil. She won't grieve the Holy Spirit. She'll walk in the love of God. The Holy Spirit will help her to realize that he really does love her, and he's going to teach her, he being the Holy Spirit, how to walk in that love, and she's going to bring in the promises in her life because God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. Don't try to do anything else. Just receive God's love tonight. Just receive God's love. He sees all the problems. His eyes go to and fro. He sees all the problems right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. She don't need you now. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ah, the love of God. The love of Jesus. The love of Jesus. Oh, oh. The love of Jesus. Oh, oh. Oh, the love of Jesus. Hallelujah. The love of Jesus. The love of Jesus. Hallelujah. The pure love of Jesus. Hallelujah. The pure love of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. The pure love of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Ah, the pure love of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ah. Hallelujah. The pure love of Jesus. The pure love of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ah. The pure love of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Oh, the pure love of Jesus. I touch him now, Lord. The pure love of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you. Let him experience your love, Lord, in a way he's never experienced. He knows about it, Lord. But let him experience your love, Lord Jesus. Let him experience your love, Lord Jesus. The power of your love. How it can change things, Lord. Let the power of your love change his life even more. Even more, Lord. Let it change him. Let it change his home, Lord. Let it change his attitude. Let it change his emotions, Lord. Let it change his mind, Lord. Let it change his own personal spirit, Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let changes come from your love, Lord. Let it be birthed in him like never before, Lord. Let it come alive in him in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Hallelujah. God's love. Oh, God's love. Your wonderful love, Lord Jesus. Your wonderful love, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Your wonderful love, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Your wonderful. Your wonderful love, Jesus. Oh. God says, let not your heart be troubled. Let not your hearts be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Your wonderful love flowing into this marriage, Lord, and into both of them, Lord. Your wonderful love. Ooh, hallelujah. Your wonderful love, Lord Jesus. Your wonderful love, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, your wonderful love, Lord. I can see it going all through your mind, all through your body. It's just like it's racing around at a very high speed all through your body. The love of God changing things, changing things. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Lord Jesus, we lift you up tonight, and we thank you, Lord, that revelation about your love is going to become stronger and stronger in our lives, Lord. And there's going to come a day of great revival, Lord, not far off, that we'll all flow in that love, Lord. And we'll see the things we saw that your love done in Scripture. All the wonderful miracle-working gifts, Lord Jesus Christ, because it's your love flowing, Lord. It's not how we're trying to manipulate miracles. It's not how we're coming against anybody who doesn't have faith, but just your love, Lord. Just your love, Lord, touching lives here tonight, Lord, and letting that become a revelation to them, Lord, that they'll get real hungry for it, and the Holy Spirit will strip them of a lot of things and release the anointing love, the love of you, Lord Jesus Christ, that has no bottom, no ends to it, Lord. It's just explosive, Lord. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord. The devil can't stand in your love. Principalities and powers can't stand in your love. Poverty can't stand in your love. Sickness nor disease can't stand in your love, Lord Jesus Christ. Cancer cannot stand in your love, Lord Jesus. Prostate problems cannot stand in your love, Lord Jesus. Nothing can stand in your love as your love is released into us, Lord, that we have new bodies and new organs going on right now in the love of you, Lord Jesus Christ. You're replacing things that were worn out, Lord, in people's lives. I pray over Jeff's dad, Lord, and his mom, Lord. I pray this love, Lord, into Jeff's dad and mom, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you and I praise you, Lord, that new beginnings in everybody that I mention, in everything that I mention, new beginnings in your love will start coming up out of us powerfully as early as tomorrow morning, Lord. And we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, because you are faithful to your love, Lord Jesus. It's in Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. Amen. Yeah.